Oh, around this time on a Friday, Roo, we love to relive all the highlights of the show during the week.
Yeah, we love having a little bit of fun at our own expense.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined Dits this week.
Number five, thanks to Chris Dittmar's diligent commitment to reading science journals.
And I like my university research.
We learned a fun fact about redheads.
Anyway, the University of Prague have done a study on the fact that redheads are getting more action than blondes.
Come off it.
This is true. Yeah. There is a clause here. It's only the women. The men are.
Number four, we learnt people from all around the world listen to Ruined Dits.
We can see who's listening to us right now via the app, believe it or
right
not.
Right, so we got?
There are eight people in Macedonia listening to us.
Yeah, they're all Dacos, though.
Yeah, that's right, Dakes. Morning, Dakes. Ghana. We've got two people.
Ghana what?
Two people in Ghana.
Listen.
In Africa, yeah.
Wouldn't have thought people in Africa were going to listen to the show.
Dominican Republic, there's one.
Right.
Cambodia, there's one. Cayman Islands, there's one person listening.
He's on the run.
There's one in Mexico.
One in Mexico. He can't change the channel.
Ay, el mundo es loco.
Good morning, Mr. Sanchez.
Number three, Josh came in last week and got a Triple M tattoo on his foot.
Yeah. Triple M, have a look at it.
Tell me the pain level, Josh. You were wincing a fair bit at times.
Yeah, right above the big toe there on that bone. That was a raw spot.
Right on the bone.
We learnt hard man Dits was not scared to get a tattoo.
Even though the tattoo gun was shooting blanks.
No ink in this.
There's no ink.
But here we go, Casey.
Just kind of sense what it feels like. Oh, piece of cake. What are you all talking about? All you bikies out there, all you tough folks. Hell's Angels, bring it on.
Have a great weekend,
hey, Roo,
everyone.
Roo, shit, that hurt.
Number two, breakfast radio shows like this run on coffee.
We love coffee. There's no doubt about that.
I'm addicted.
But we learnt sometimes coffee can also ruin the show, like when Dits drinks it just before reading an ad.
A message from the Government of South Australia.
Tax time. Tax time 2020 has landed. Just had to swallow that coffee there. Tax time 2020 has landed at Bosch.
Or when someone spills their coffee in the studio.
Just having a clean up in studio.
Loz, who's done a hell of a lot of bar work over the years, has just knocked a drink over in the studio. Good work, Loz.
Or when someone knocks over a cup during the recording of an interview.
Paralysing anxiety attacks, the disdain of the British press, and the hatred of the local supporters. Someone even knocks over a coffee cup halfway through an episode.
It was that bad.
The coffee you drink really says a lot about a person.
If you ask for almond milk, which Loz has done this morning...
Yeah, what happens with almond milk?
You're a tree-hugging time waster.
Number one. Tuesday, Loz baffled the guys with her comment about boomers.
I got Uber Eats because I didn't want to cook. I didn't want to get out of bed.
$27 for lunch.
Yeah, but that was like, I cut it in
then
half.
Then you whinge,
you
can't buy a house.
What? Are you trying to boomer me?
I just don't get how people do that.
But
you're wasting money and then you whinge about not being able to afford to buy a house.
You're being boomered.
Yes, I am.
Now,
I'm
what
being
does
boomered.
That mean?
Wednesday, she explained it further.
In other words, we're baby boomers. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
When Dits thinks boomers, he thinks Andrew Gaze in the 1996 Olympics Atlanta.
Quickly to Gaze. Oh, Elliot coming up. Gaze!
Being boomered is like when someone comes at you with their boomer advice. When you go to Christmas lunch, your uncle who bought a house for $130,000 in 1980, just sold it for $5 million, is sitting there chuffing on his cigar and he goes, you really need to get into the market, love.
Anyway, Roo spent 2 days coming up with a boomer comeback to slam dunk his argument to Loz.
There's a wealth tsunami coming towards the millennials because of the boomers.
Mm-hmm.
A whopping $3.5 trillion is about to be passed on from baby boomers to millennials over the next 15 years.
Will,
okay?
will that be enough?
Are you saying that all I have to do is wait for my parents to die? And then I'll be set for life. Is that the...
Well, you can knock them off yourself now.
if you can come to an arrangement earlier.
Smash your parents, then you can smash all the avocado you like.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined Dits this week.
Sometimes
you've got a decision to make, haven't you?
That's exactly right.
It's been a big week here on Triple M.
Yep.